or maybe longer than that. And nothing ever came out of it. The only thing that came out of it was a stop sign. But
that's all at this point we can do.
Yeah.
I think you guys have been given some information that might help you out, and that's part of why Devin's on the Planning Commission. So, but that's something that you guys will have to pursue that's separate from, not completely separate, but a separate issue to what we're speaking to tonight. Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? On a county road that is gravel, they put up speed signs. Is that correct?
If it's under county road maintenance.
Yeah.
But if it's a platted public road, not under our maintenance, no.
Well, how does our street become public and not county anymore?
Your road is public currently, and you would have to, as Devin is saying, is you would have to go to the and petition to have that made into an approved county road. So there are a lot of roads out there that are within the county that are not county maintained roads. I don't know if is there a term for them when they're just a public
platted public road.
Platted public road.
Yeah.
So
when he developed it, he platted that road and it's a public road. He doesn't own it. Nobody owns it. But the county doesn't own it either. And the county can't maintain it or take care of it unless the county owns it.
Okay.
And to get the county to take it, you need to petition the county road and bridge to see if they'll take that over. If they take it over, then it becomes a county road. Right now, what you've got is a public road in the county.
Yeah.
And they, by law, can't go out with a speed limit sign on it because they don't own it.
Okay.
So you need to call Devin.
All right.
And he can walk you through the process to get that declared as a county road.
Okay.
And then the county will have jurisdiction over it. Then they'll start snow plowing it, and they can maintain it.
Okay.
The road has to meet the county standards.
Yeah, that's the trick.
How can they meet the county standards?
Sir, that's really questions that you'll need to raise. And he's more than willing to take a phone call to sit in the venue to take care of that, unfortunately. But I think we've given you some really good information to try to help you out in reference to that.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have a nice day.
You too. Thanks for coming up. Anyone else signed up to speak? Applicant, want to come back up? Any further questions for the applicant? Comments?
So the roadway is curb and gutter.
Currently.
And there is road there. There is an asphalted road.
Yes. As you come off the rainfall, this whole thing is curb and gutter, all the utility storm inlet, the strut boxes, everything, all the way to right here.
So is the asphalt just the base course of asphalt? I mean, these guys raised a really good question. Is it just a base course, or does it finish up to the top of the
No, floor? It's just a base course. It's still 2 inches low. It's still waiting. I mean, every road in there that I have seen is still waiting for a finished top coat.
Okay.
Do you all have plans of doing that when it's all developed?
Well, not on the public roads because we don't own them.
No, going ahead and finishing them to the top.
For the areas that we are developing, yes. So, I mean, I would be more than happy to help with the current owners to petition to get the whole thing, you know, turned to the county if we can.
So before I can sign the plat for him to record so he has availability to sell or do what he wants to with these lots, he either has to have all the infrastructure completed, which is the remaining part of the road at the bottom with the hammerhead, the second layer of asphalt coating on it, or, and we've talked about this, present a bond or performance guarantee, letter of credit, mm-hmm. for the cost of the second layer for that section of that subdivision, and then building out the remaining part of the road with the first and second layer. If we have that performance guarantee in place, then he can record. I can sign the plat. But those requirements will be in place.
Even if you have a performance bond in place, what about timing? I mean, the performance guy can go on and on and on and on. So you know, if it's all got to be built out before you can go in and finish. I mean, this could be, it could be a decade or longer, or if it never finishes, like there are subdivisions in this county where it never got done, roads are all coming apart.
Right.
I mean, the point that was raised is a good point.
We could get petitioned to pull that bond. We haven't pulled one, to my knowledge, but we could always get petitioned to pull that if a timeline was long enough that we felt like we needed to pull it to protect the people that had already bought in there.
Was there ever a bond put in place prior to this when the subdivision was put in?
No, they were kept private. 7M was the owner of those roads in the old subdivision until, I mean, I just clicked on it now and it says no information. So I don't know if they requested their information to come off the assessor's site or if he dedicated those to the public. I don't see those documents. But when I clicked on it, when I first started talking to you, I don't know, 6 months ago or so, 7M Holdings owned those roads. That was a taxed parcel. They actually owned that parcel. So in that case, they're private roads, he owns them. There is not a bond per our current subdivision. Well, the subdivision regulations that were in place at that time. We've changed those to where private roads now have to meet the road standards.
So what happened there can't happen in the future, basically, is what you're saying, or there's
no
protection.
And a lot of those roads Tom's talking about are those situations where the owners have kept those roads until they get sold. We've had them sold at the tax sale. People tried to put up gates to charge people to go on their road that they bought at the tax sale. So yeah. Remember those, Randy?
I don't want to talk about that.
Okay, so we've got an application before us. A lot of questions and concerns on property around the application. Do we any other questions to ask the applicant, or do we have enough information to consider a motion?
None. 30 feet, do you have enough room for 24 feet of pavement? Or how are you going to, how are the curbs laid out or the utilities?
Currently?
Yeah.
Okay, and whereabouts? On that Sunrise Villa Drive?
Yeah, down there on the lower.
Parts your body.
Yeah, the parts your body.
This?
Yeah.
Okay, so currently there are. I have to remember how many of them there are. Again, they were set up for duplexes, so these lots, there is, I mean, like the curb and gutter, there is the transformers are sitting like here, you know, right on the edges of the roads with, they have water, sewer, you know, everything.
With the first layer of pavement, how wide is that, do you know?
I haven't measured exactly what it was. When we purchased it, it was existing, so I'm not sure exactly what it is. So I came out, I don't know if it was a back of curb, or if it was just,
front of curb. I'm not sure exactly.
And whatever it is, Board of
Adjustments. My understanding, in 2015, the variance was given for all current roads and future roads of curbing back to back of 25 feet.
They'd park in their driveway in their garages since we're going to.
Well, I don't.
I said I would hope.
Yeah, you've already got your variance, so it doesn't make you difference. Yeah,
I think the question would be is if we're comfortable with the number of lots being proposed, or it seems like the road portion they took care of, or the owner took care of before the transfer of sale. So
he took care of the width of the road. I haven't heard anything about that the road gets finished.
Yeah. But Scott is saying that that basically
part of it. We'll have a performance guarantee on this because this plat's being recorded after the road and bridge standards have been amended.
So there'd be a performance bond?
Yes, before I can sign the plat.
And that would have a time date on it?
They don't normally have time date on it.
I mean, performance bonds aren't worth anything if they can just wait until the last person builds.
I mean, most of the time that I've seen is there's usually a time period for completion or an opportunity to make a payment on. Okay. That's typically how that happens.
That's not true.
Because your point is obviously on much harder. And sometimes it's extended.
You know, right.
The initial bond could be extended, but.
Okay.
Scott and I can talk about that.
I think, and I'll have to look, that there is a two-year window that they have to have those completed.
I don't know if it's two, Scott. But
yeah, there was a in our subdivision regulation, there's a time. Yes.
There is.
That's what I remember. That can be extended if it needed to be.
And that's a good thing.
Yeah,
we have two more to build. Let's get the measures off of it before we pay.
Any other questions for the applicant? Any discussion? Sir, we've given you your time. Any other comments? Get us to the point of motion. Either approve or deny the application as presented.
I just have one question with one lot. The first irregular lot on the west side. I can't tell what the number of it is. What is that big enough for a home? No, the one above it. Go on up.
This one right up here?
No. In between, right there.
That's not a lot.
That's what?
It's not a lot.
That's not a lot, okay.
Open space.
Yeah, okay. That's just open space.
Never mind.
Tiny home.
Green space.
Any other questions? Comments? Any other items to get us further discussion to get to making a motion? It seems like a lot of effort has been done, prior owner and them, to get to this point. I guess sort of my question is, with all the approvals that have been given, the number of lots proposed has not been approved. If there's a comfort level that many lots, but he brings up a good point that they were